You know, you'd be ordering like 5 or 6 hash browns.
Yeah. I share.
He said, sometimes you need just one hash brown.
You can't just get one hash brown. Are you kidding? Those things are bomb.
And we order about 5 or 6 between us.
5 or 6.
So what do you order from McDonald's? Your favorite meal?
It depends.
Go to.
I've used just McChicken sandwich meal. I'm not like that crazy. Just McChicken, fries. I'm always looking for an orange Fanta. Strawberry is disgusting to me.
Orange is good.
Yeah, I love orange
Fanta. Have you had fruit punch?
I have. I don't like it.
That's wild.
I don't know what fruit punch is.
Fruit punch Fanta?
No, I mean, I get that, but like high C also, right? Like, it's this red juice, but I really feel like it's just corn syrup and like
yeah, food you're so dye. Right, and like food dye.
Yeah,
and, like,
it does not taste like assimilated. A, if you fruit. Made a fruit punch. Does that taste like it? No. So it just turns me off. But at least the orange kind of.
Yeah, that's not the point. It's we're there for the sugar.
Yeah.
That's why we get the fruit punch. Yeah. We don't get the fruit punch because it tastes like fruit.
It's history. It's what my mother didn't do.
It's what my grandmother didn't do.
It's a team.
It's a team. It's a movement. It's bigger than me.
It's bigger than both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Bay Ting, yeah.
It's a Bay Ting.
It's a Bay Ting, yeah.
It's for friends all around the world, for sure.
Yeah. Cool, it's a look, for sure.
It's a look.
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 It's a look. Do you have a look?
I have a look. Do you have a look?
It's a look.
Do you have a look?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a look?
Do you have a look?
I have a look.
It's a look into culture.
It's a look into tech.
It's a look into movement.
Are you confident to look?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident to look.
I'm confident to look.
Hey, this is Jessica, aka the Oxfordist. I'm here on It's a Look with Jenna and Frida.
So
how?
The thing is, Beyonce's been quiet for a very long time, but when she wants to speak, everyone knows what she's saying. Yeah. She's saying, I'm getting money, I'm fully aware of what my price point is.
Yeah.
Coachella, how much did you pay me? Yeah.
$30 million.
Insane.
It's like 4,500 per second or something like that. That's the metric.
44, because she knows she'd be liking them fours.
So yeah,
She said, you know how much money I want to make? This much money per second.
Here, Blue. Here, 44 Rumi. Here, times sir. That.
Yeah. Listen, y'all, my new movement right now is this movement right here. You know what that is? Sliding your invoice across the
exactly.
table.
Exactly.
Just,
yeah. Ain't no PayPal, movement. Bitch.
No, bitch.
Check the number.
Pay me.
Fucking pay the money.
Cut the check.
I say cut the check at least twice a day.
Cut the check.
Cut the check.
You want me to speak? Cut the check.
Exactly.
Honestly. I'm not going to speak for free. Beyonce's like, I'm not going to just show up for free. I'm not going to engage for free. You're not going to get anything for free. You're going to pay because I'm valuable. Yeah. I mean, just alone.
Now that I've swindled you, I'm going to let you know how black I am. Like, literally.
Come on. Beyonce is a finesse champion. She's out here Eurostepping.
Don't sleep on Virgos.
Through the bullshit every single day. And I'm just like, I literally had to pause the first 3 seconds. When she came out with the crown.
Yeah, Alex got pissed off at me. I was screaming. Like, I kept pausing it. I said, what? What? And then I would go
back. Hyper up.
I went back. Like you know how like you can skip back like 10 seconds on YouTube? I did that. And then I would go back and I would go, do you see this?
My thing is, though, the three women, right, who were blessed enough to be the people who introduced her. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you know, we're gearing up for something great because, you know, Beyonce's coming out. I'm just thinking.
The crowd was weak.
Well, the crowd wasn't. I literally
she said,
like,
I can't hear y'all.
Beyonce was like, y'all.
Beyonce would never say that if we were in the crowd.
No, Beyonce literally doesn't know. Like, she's like, you don't, you're not prepared.
I care. I don't even like this song, but y'all requested it. And so I'm singing it right now.
So why are you
And y'all ain't saying nothing?
I don't understand. I thought the crowd
was whack. If this is not happening, why is my hand up if y'all ain't going to do it? Like, it's literally,
Beyonce
it was
literally
so
was
weak.
Performing for herself.
It was, yeah. Or for us on YouTube.
Literally. The ones who weren't at Beychella.
Yeah. How much is Coachella nowadays? $1,600 for the weekend or something?
I mean, if you want to do everything. I think it's like $400 or $300.
If you want to camp.
Yeah, I ain't camping.
I won't be camping.
I love camping, but I'm not camping.
No. I went to a festival in South Africa, and I went with a VIP ticket.
Yeah.
And you just, like, pull up. We parked our car, and our TP that I set up was right just walking
Come on,
distance.
Wild Thornberries.
I was just like, you know what? My friends were like, you didn't camp? I said, no. I came, and I brought my bag in. Okay.
I put it in.
V-I-P.
I changed my clothes and I went to the party. And so that's how I feel like
you
I should roll every time.
I'm sorry, but if I don't have to be inconvenienced, why would I do it for myself? Like, why would I inconvenience myself?
No, thank you. Yeah. Gonna choose the higher road.
Right.
We're choosing the higher road these days.
Mm-mm. Listen, she said, if you go dance with the queen, you guys sign a non-disclosure. I'm not trying to sign NDA. No non-disclosure.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna be on Instagram. I'm gonna sign up back for Snapchat because Rihanna told us not to be.
You
on
can't be
anymore.
Beyonce's friend though. Like, it couldn't be her friend because. She would want you to sign an NDA.
I don't think she has friends.
She does. They just all sign every time you see her. Hey, B. No hugs. NDA first. Bites it over to them. And then they hug afterwards, after you sign it.
Yeah, I kind of be her friend.
We don't know Beyonce.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want her to exist.
She exists.
I want her to exist. And I don't actually ever meet.
You guys
want to
hear a cool story?
Tell me.
So I went to a Beyonce concert with some friends who had the hookup in like 2012. Like it was like a week and a half before she released that like video, that music video album.
Beyonce.
Yeah. And so we got tickets where we were basically, she were like kind of far back in the first half of the show. And then the second half, she was like in the middle and there was a stage in the middle. Like Tiana Taylor is behind me and I'm just like... Okay, this must be like where it's at. I'm not thinking. And at the time, honestly, I wasn't like, and Beehive Don't Kill Me, I wasn't like the biggest Beyonce fan. I knew all her songs, but I wasn't like part of the Beehive.
Yet.
When she got close to me, I was shaking. Like, she is so gorgeous. And also, I was like that girl. How old was I? Maybe 21, 22. I don't remember. And I was recording her. And her hair, or like her weave, was like going through my fingers. Like I swear to God, I could show you the video on Facebook.
Touch your hands.
Yeah, it was this hand. And she looked into the camera for a second, and I like stopped. I was like my hands were like my phone was just sliding down my hand. And then I posted it like while she was performing again. And I was like, wait a minute, did that just happen? To this very day, it's one of my top. Top three.
Top lived moments.
Yeah.
Lived and survived.
I've lived for only a quarter of a century, but it's like my top.
But I always wonder, like, what kind of impact do I want to have on people when they meet me for the first time? Like, what? So, right. So, Beyonce is the, like, struck in into silence kind of person, right? Even when, remember when she, like, snuck up on Chance and Chance was just like,
that's Beyonce!
Like, he, like, couldn't even speak until she had left. And so, I don't know if I want to be, like,
and
struck
all she did
with
was
silence.
Just rest her
That's
on
it.
My shoulder for a second.
What would you want? Like, how do you want people to be like, yeah, Jessica came by and I didn't. And so then.
I want them to be like, I don't know, she smelled good or something.
It's always good to lead with a good scent.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, I guess my dad would kill me for this because he like always thought like I had like a weird sense of smell too. But I never noticed until I got older. I would love to have a like. I leave an impression of just like a great scent. Like, okay, she smelled good. Cool. She bathed today. She put on her perfume.
You like be waft in. They know you're
there. Yeah.
Jessica's here. She's here.
Perfume is that last touch. Like the scent is that final. That's like when you're in the details.
I feel like you also remember smells. They're a little bit more nostalgic.
Yes.
Like when I smell things, like McDonald's fries, they smell the same like our entire lives.
Here we go. Goddamn McDonald's.
You don't have a conversation with Jessica without talking about McDonald's.
I'm sorry, but it is the greatest invention of all time. The fry.
So you've traveled as well. Like, where's the best? Who's had the best McDonald's?
Good question.
Can you get it down to
Mexico?
Like,
was tight.
Mexico.
Yeah, I had McDonald's in Mexico City. McDonald's in Tokyo is pretty good too. Actually, they're all good. Just America sucks. America's the salty one, where it feels like you think like those last 20 minutes of like digestion are gonna be like the last 20 minutes you live on earth because you just feel so like constipated and like just in full of regret. Everywhere else I'm like that was a balanced meal.
It's interesting because even in Europe people eat McDonald's. Like,
it's
McDonald's
not a
is
thing.
Bustling,
and I think that's why I'm like, why am I the one that's normalizing McDonald's? Like, McDonald's is like,
well, it's the
y'all's
beef.
Olive Garden.
It's the way that our beef is tended to here in the States that makes it difficult to digest. Yeah.
I think it's other things. Like, for me, I'm like, I heard the fries were plastic.
Yeah.
So, like, you just hear all kind of crazy things about McDonald's food.
Yeah.
But in other places, people still massively consume it.
I think this country associates McDonald's with lower class. And so, therefore, not just the food itself, but because it's such an accessible, you know, place to eat that everyone's like, yo, you eat at McDonald's? And I'm like, you dang right. Like, you grew up at McDonald's. I'm pretty sure you have eaten a french fry before from there.
Have you ever met someone who has never had a McDonald's french fry?
Yeah, I have. Oh. But they are Swedish.
Oh. Like an American who's never had a McDonald's french fry.
We grew up on McDonald's. Yeah. Like, you just said that. And I'm like, I had a Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's I collected the toys. Be like, I don't eat McDonald's because I don't want to ingest it. It's another to, like, judge someone. I'm like, wait, I'm pretty sure you've eaten it and you had a gay old time eating it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you still have a gay old time every time you open your McDonald's?
I wouldn't say I was as happy as a clam as I was when I was like 6 years old in the car going on a road trip with my parents and they got McDonald's for us. I don't think it was that glee, but it's like, yeah, quick fix. These fries are bomb for sure. It's just sometimes you need a hash brown from there. It's just sometimes you need a Big Mac from there.
You know, you'd be ordering like 5 or 6 hash browns.
Yeah. Sure.
He said, sometimes you need just one hash brown.
You can't just eat one hash brown. Are you kidding? Those things are bomb.
And we order about 5 or 6 between us.
5 or 6.
So perfect. What do you order from McDonald's? Your favorite meal?
It depends.
Go to.
I've usually just McChicken sandwich meal. I'm not like that crazy. Just McChicken, fries. I'm always looking for an orange Fanta. Strawberry is disgusting to me.
Orange is good.
Yeah, I love orange.
Have you had Fanta. Fruit punch?
I have. I don't like it.
That's wild.
I don't know what fruit punch is.
Fruit punch Fanta?
No, I mean, I get that, but like high C also, right? Like, it's this red juice, but I really feel like it's just corn syrup and like
food You're so dye. Right. And like food dye.
Yeah,
and, like,
it does not taste like assimilated. If you made a fruit punch, does that taste like it? No. So it just turns me off. But at least the orange kind of.
Yeah, that's not the point. We're there for the sugar.
Yeah.
That's why we get the fruit punch. Yeah. You don't get the fruit punch because it tastes like fruit.
You're not having
McDonald's
to get like a
bag. If we wanted sugar. If we wanted fruit, we would go to Trader Joe's.
Right.
That's not why we
have McDonald's. Yeah. Sure. No, I just think Fanta's. I don't know. Just maybe it's also nostalgic, but it just quenches my thirst a little bit better. It's like how us black people love Sprite. Sprite hits it.
It's this one. And then you go. It's that.
It's that when they go, I was just talking about this yesterday. I was on a shoot yesterday, and this the photographer was like eating a strawberry, and he was like, "Well, that hit me right here." And I'm like, "Am I the only person that doesn't feel that back here? Like, I feel like I've never
you don't
felt
get that twang."
I feel like a lot.
What kind of face do you make when
like
you get that feeling?
When you eat something like sour, right? Apparently, like I
like
have
what?
Never
like sour,
like. I don't know.
You don't ever feel that, like, twang in the back of your throat back here? Like, when you
but
eat
you, like,
something
feel it
sour?
In, like, your jaw or something,
yeah, you
right?
feel it in your jaw, like, in here. Even when you're, when you do this, when you have a Sprite, that feeling that you feel.
And I've never, I don't think I have, or maybe my tongue.
When you eat a sour candy, you feel that in your throat.
It's in here.
But sour. It's in your jaw. I mean, it's in
well,
here.
Well, yeah, technically. But, you know, they'd be like, oh, that hit you right here. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know who. What this
oh,
is.
I hear that all. Well, she
yeah, did it, you so. You did it too. You reached up here.
Did I?
Yes.
Maybe it's subconscious. Shit.
You reached right up here.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure. And I was just like, I'm not in
we going to review the footage because I don't remember doing that. But maybe I did.
Sips water.
Asterisk. Sips water.
Sips water. Hydrate. I want... I mean, let's just start with hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
What are you grateful for this week?
Oh, that's tough. Actually, it's not tough. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to not have a gun in my face. I'm grateful to be working and making a good amount of money that my parents are proud of, I feel like. I'm just thankful, to be alive, if that makes sense. And that sucks that, like, that's such a high bar for us. Mm. And not to get all, you know...
We can get black.
Yeah,
we can get black.
I'm just thankful for that for sure. What about you guys?
Grateful this week for freedom. I recently decided to let my job know that I'm going to be leaving, actually. Yeah. So I'm really excited for new developments with me investing in myself.
Yeah.
Investing the 40 hours or so that I work for someone else in myself is really exciting. Just being able to think, how do I want to spend my day? What do I like to do? Jenna does this, really well. So I'm going to be picking your brain and things like that. Like, how do you
so
like to wake
weird.
Up? Like, what time do you wake up? Like,
yeah.
So I'm excited about those things. Cool. What about you, JP?
You call her that?
JP?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the P?
Pruitt.
Oh, last name.
People don't think, no, I have a last name. They're like, oh, yeah, Jenna Dominique. Yeah. Like, if you want my name is Jenna Pruitt, actually. Yeah, JP.
Yeah.
For short. I am grateful for tenacity and courage and continuity.
And
just... like how things, the size, how things continue, right? Like how things that you love. Sometimes, like for me, I think that in the ebbs and flows of working on something, you like sometimes you love it and sometimes you hate it, right? And it's in the moments you hate it, you're reminded why you love it. Mm-hmm. And so I think right now I'm feeling that like gratefulness that I've been reminded why I do the things that I do.
Yeah.
I've been reminded that I've been doing this. I've had interest in the things that I'm doing. This is just my interpretation of those interests. And so it's really cool to be recognized for those things and also be humbled by your own recognition. Yeah.
I love those self like enlightened moments where like, huh, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. It could be worse.
I mean, I think some people would just forget that they are the only person steering their own journey, right? So it's just like, oh, I got the map.
Yeah.
It's like you're driving a car and you think that you're holding the steering wheel, but you think that someone else is managing it, but you're the only one managing the steering wheel. You're the only one leading the direction.
Yeah.
So, but Jenna, I'll plug her myself. Jenna was featured in the SF Chronicle this week.
Oh, I saw that lovely, happy visual.
Listen.
That was tight.
It's incredible.
It's really cool.
Because you don't, oftentimes, and one thing my partner has been encouraging me to do is like, let's celebrate. What do you want to do to celebrate? Mm-hmm. And we don't celebrate enough, right? Like these wins, like we don't celebrate. And so it's felt really good to celebrate those things. And for me, I think it's also really hard to receive praise, you know? Yeah. It's hard to receive it humbly and like respond 100%. To it, engage with it, because sometimes praise also makes you tired. It makes you want to like, okay, you're looking at me. And so it's been really weird to receive praise and like, and also...
in color, in living color. Like that photo was in color.
Yes, in your color as well.
Yeah.
And so it's been really cool to walk in that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What
I think,
if
I think I celebrate too much?
You celebrate how? How do you celebrate too much?
I feel like, oh yes, I did laundry. Let's go out for dinner.
Jessica celebrates everything with a steak. I mean, and a beer.
Today was a good day. So steak and a beer.
No, I don't celebrate with a steak all the time.
What do you celebrate with?
Clothes.
Okay.
Clothes. And, yeah, I'm just a little excessive when it comes to that department. Yeah. Don't ask anybody I know. They'll go in and
You studied fashion.
Yeah. Or so I like to say I do. Or did. What is fashion, really?
What's your difference between fashion and style? Do you
Oh, that's obvious. Them? Fashion is just, like, you know, the flow of things. It's what the society, it's what we are interested in and how designers, their perspectives and their outlooks portray that same interest in their collections, and then we kind of feed into it one way or another. I think style is just how you represent yourself every day. I mean, I feel like style could change, which is also amazing. It could fluctuate, versus I think fashion fluctuates in a kind of a longer sense of time, where, like, say America is known for casual sportswear. We're known for sportswear. Like, Italy is known for leather. I don't think that's ever going to change, and that's just fashion versus style. You know, we can wear all black today, and then tomorrow I'm going to be in a red dress. And people would think, oh, she's such a feminine, girly person, versus yesterday, oh, she's a tomboy, or she's, you know, very reserved in how she, you know, wears. And that could be different, and that just could be, I think style has a lot to do with perception versus fashion has a lot to do with just regular standards and society's influence, which also is influenced by style. It's a good circle.
How is your style influenced? How would you classify your style?
Yeah, I don't even know. Influenced? That's a good question. I think it changes a lot. I think what I've loved the most about my style is that I don't take it too seriously. And I thought it was supposed to be something that you take seriously because it's how people see you in the world. But I think as I've gotten older and the less I've just given an F, to answer your question, I'm influenced a lot by menswear, and I'm influenced a lot by women's wear, but only the details, I think. I think a lot of my details are feminine, like my rings, my glasses, how I do my hair, my shoes. But my, I think the actual clothes that I wear, I think of comfortability first, obviously, and depending on the setting, too. The weather, where I'm going to be, if there's going to be air conditioning. Yeah, I think it has to do with that, too. So, yeah, I would say I'm very menswear influenced and just basics. I feel like when I went to Tokyo in November and I was just looking at all these people who were, like, outshining my group of friends, who we were all well-dressed, but it was just, like, it was like they were killing you with kindness. It was just so simple. They were wearing, like, three pieces, and it was just something that your mom would dress you in when you were a kid. But, like, it was so well executed. I felt, like, this big, and I'm 5'11", you know what I mean? It was just so awesome to see that. And so, yeah, I think basics are the way to go for sure. And then kind of adding on to that. I mean, there's a time and a place to, like, stunt. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, day to day, I'm pretty much in, like, three pieces that are just basic.
I also think it's, like, those three pieces, but those three pieces are quality.
Yeah, right? Totally. There's a difference in wearing, like, something that's tailored versus something that is fast fashion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, fast fashion is tight. It's what we, you know, that's the bread and butter of fashion. But it's, yeah, the way you dress, the way you style yourself. And I hate the phrase, dress it up, dress it down. But essentially, that's really what you do with clothes. It's how you, like, I can wear a t-shirt with a necklace versus you wear a t-shirt with a hat. That's completely different. Yet the same shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you have three go-to pieces in your closet right now?
Heck yeah. This sweater, for sure. I order from Amazon a lot, and I really just wanted, like, a black crew neck. Mm. This is literally a Hanes black crew neck. I wear this all the time. Or not this. I have, like, 100. And then...
So you have this. So you have multiple of the same pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm Arnold. I'm Hey Arnold. I wear the same thing every day.
I like that.
Or Steve Jobs did that, too.
Say. That's yeah, uniform.
That's yes. Very Mark.
Simplifying.
And then what else do I wear all the time? I have these, like, low... Doc Martens I love so much. That's a huge staple. I kind of, wherever I travel to, I bring those, even though I may not wear them. I bring them because they're just kind of my safe shoe. Mm. And a tote, canvas tote bag. It probably has some, like, embroidery on it that I helped, like I did with Alexander.
You know what shoes I thought you were going to say?
What?
Those square toe boots.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
That you love so much.
Oh, did I wear them around you?
Yes.
Yeah. I got those in Tokyo.
There's square toe?
So yeah, they're like square
in the front.
Yeah, so instead of, like, pointy, they're like rectangular. And yeah, they're so cool. There's this thrift store that I have been eyeing for, like, the longest time, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm gonna be in Tokyo. I have to go. And I got these Italian boots there. They're so cool. And I tried them on. Everyone in the store was like, please get them. So I got them, and they're my favorite for sure. But I try not to wear them too much because they'll wear and tear. But they're so cool.
Italian leather.
Italian leather.
Why are they wearing and tearing? Because they're just older.
Yeah, because they're vintage. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
What is your relationship to the fashion industry?
Ooh. It's definitely unrequited.
An unrequited love?
Yeah.
In your direction?
Yeah.
They want you.
No. I want them.
You want them.
And fashion's like, no, you're not white and skinny. Yeah, I think maybe high fashion is what I should say. I think high fashion is just like, come back in a year. Or come back when you have this much clout. And I'm like, honey, I've been in the game for a long time now. I feel like, you know what I mean? Versus, like, these Instagram models. But my relationship with fashion is definitely, it's been therapeutic. It's been rewarding. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of, like, a really good friend I can rely on when it came to inspiration or news or just anything that had to do with what's going on in the world. Because, obviously, fashion is a great reflection of, you know, our culture and what's going on. But I think when it comes to high fashion and, like, what I would like to do in fashion, it's definitely unrequited. But hopefully they'll text me back and they'll swipe right on me soon. And then it'll be cool.
What do you want to do with the fashion industry?
I don't know. First of all, I would like to make it blacker.
Okay.
That would be awesome. And I don't mean, like, And I hate when, like, it's kind of, when we say, like, we want it to be more of color, it's misconstrued as just, like, only black. You know what I mean? Of course, we mean, like, multicultural. But I would just love to see, like, more things involved. And, like, as I was mentioning yesterday, like, it's really interesting to me how, like, brands market their different products that come out with black models. But, like, you don't see any influencer that they send products to that are black. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, why are you sending me an email of a girl wearing a t-shirt that you want me to buy because she's, and you put her in you put a black girl in it because that's, like, the, you know, what's going on in, like, marketing right now, like, people of color. And it's the same, like, mulatto girl, you know what I mean, that has, like, the cute hair. But, like, all the influencers and all the things that you're doing as far as, like, press events and, like, all these, like, influencer events, every single person is white. And every single person, to my opinion, like, in my opinion, looks the same. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what? How does that? I don't know the math to that. I like that, you know, that white woman with the meme with, like, all the math equations in front of her?
Trying to figure out what the fuck they're saying.
That's me. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. What's happening?
It sounds like you think that, well, I mean, which I think we understand, is that fashion and a lot of industries deal with colorism.
Yeah.
And so even as more black women are getting more roles in films and all of these things, is it representative of the spectrum of, like, fair-skinned women and also, like, darker-skinned women? Have you had any experience with this in the fashion industry where it's like, okay, they're choosing a lot of mulatto women, but they're not, you know, they don't really want black women. They don't want black women who look different.
Yeah, sure. I don't think I've personally experienced it. Like, I came home crying because this brand rejected me because of the way I looked. It may have happened, like, internally at their office, but I just didn't know about it. But I definitely, just from someone who's a great observer of what's going on social media, because it's what I do for my, like, my day job, I see it. I follow brands that do sneak peeks of products that come out because I myself have that same, like, social calendar that I do for work. And then I see the influencer events, and then I see the launch, and then I see what happens after, just as, like, a subconscious timeline of, like, all the brands that I follow and all the brands that are competing with those brands that I follow. Mm. And it's just, like, white. And the one black girl is, like, some light-skinned girl that, like, is, like, white passing or is, like, acceptable, you know what I mean? Just so that they don't feel bad, or just that it looks like they're, like, inclusive.
So it sounds like you do things that are fashion-related professionally and personally?
Yes.
What are the things that you do?
Yeah. So I've been blogging for God knows how long. How old am I? I'm 26 at the end of the month. So 17, was that 9 years? So yeah, I've been blogging for better or worse, 9 years. I had several names of different types of websites. My dad got me into coding.
What was your first website?
At a young age. I'm not telling you. And the latest one is the Oxfordist, which just came from, like, different kind of double entendres of the word Oxford, just being that Oxford is a city in the UK, which is the country of where I was born. Oxford as in Oxford comma, which is, like, a English term for the English language. And just at the time, I was just very, very into, like, kind of English dressing and, like, kind of preppy at the time, you know, super, what's the word? I can't think of it, but preppy will be, for the lack of a better term. And then, yeah, that's where it began. And I was just, I wanted something more adult, and I wanted something that would be taken seriously, because at the time, blogging was, although on the rise, wasn't taken seriously, I don't think. I think people were still in that awkward phase of, like, wait, my phone has a front-face camera and people are watching me. Like, Instagram wasn't that hot. I remember when Instagram was, like, I saw an ad for it or something and I was like, I'm not using this. And then, like, 3 years later, Instagram was popping. I didn't start using Instagram until 2013.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was, like, I downloaded it, like, maybe, I think I saw the first, like, edition, like, graduating high school, and I was like, this is trash, never again. I also had, like, a BlackBerry, so that's probably why it was trash. And then I was buying a new iPhone, and I was with my sister and my mother, and we were at the Apple store, and my sister was like, just download it. And I was like, all right, I'll download it. And so I downloaded it, and, like, overnight I had, like, 800 followers because I have that many friends. And I was like, okay, this is Instagram. Let's do it. Mm. And so I did take it seriously at first. It was just, like, me, like, taking pictures of my outfits and having that, like, integrate with my blog. Being like, hey, I just posted on my blog. Check this out. Just a, like, a natural, just, like, little marketing 101, you know what I mean? And then it got big, and then people were starting to create careers out of it. And I was, like, figuring out things in my life and, like, transitioning jobs, and it kind of just came to be. So, yeah, I consider myself a blogger. I also do social media for this amazing maternity company, fashion company. They're super awesome. And it's always, I talk about it a lot because it's so weird to have a mother who has been in, like, she's in the medical field, and...
My mom.
And she was a midwife at one point in her life when I was younger. And I've just never had such an accelerated amount of, like, knowledge when it came to childbirth and, like, maternity and, like, different trimesters than I have at this job. And I had a mother who could have literally told me all the things that I wanted to know my entire life, but I never, it just wasn't, like, part of my interest at all. It's also weird because in this day and age, or at least in this stage of our lives, we are... have that, like, maternity clock kicking where it's like, all right, even though we're not, like, necessarily interested, it is a subconscious, naturally. And so it's really odd to be like, yikes, that could be me in, like, 5-6 years. It's bizarre, but I love it. Love my job. I love working there, and I love my blog that has been in a little bit of a hiatus because I'm just still figuring out, like, what I want to do with it.
What don't you want to do with it?
What don't I want to do with it?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes that's helpful.
I don't want it to be a place where I post just to post. Most of social media is people posting just to post because, yes, it's, you're supposed to stay consistent in order for you to have a presence online. But I like to make content with a purpose.
Yeah.
And so if I don't post, it's because I have nothing to say, like, quite frankly. And, like, you can roll with it or you just unfollow me, to be honest. And I think clout is cool, but clout will make you crazy. Like, I love coming home and people not knowing where I am. I love coming home and people not being concerned about, like, where's Jessica? What is she doing? What is she eating? What, you know, like, what is that? You know what I mean? I don't know how Kim, like, does it. It's so weird to me.
You were saying yesterday that you are, like, a fashion girl who doesn't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah. And it may not seem like that. People could roll their eyes all they want. I don't care. I think it's so funny when I'll go out on, like, a Saturday night and, like, all these girls are like, don't get me wrong, do your thing. But, like, that moment from, like, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is, like, their time to shine, where they wear their best outfits and they're, like, flaunting on every single person's, like, Instagram. I think it's hilarious. I'm like, I think it's so funny to me. And I can come across as arrogant and, like, mean, but, like, I'm such a people watcher. I feel like that's my title on LinkedIn. I'm a people watcher. I just, like to see what's going on, like, in my surroundings. And I'm just watching and I'm like, you are so excited to be here right now. And they're playing the same song you heard on the radio on the way to the club. Like, right. What are you? It's just so interesting how people have their passions, especially when it comes to, like, nightlife and, like, fashion in those terms. Yeah, it's really interesting for sure.
Well, what things are... Let me see if they are. What are they searching for, or what do you feel like? What do you feel like you're grounded in, where you don't feel like you need to be searching for those things?
Maybe because I'm older now a little bit. I'm still young, but I'm older.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When I was 21, yeah, sure, it was fun to go out and get dressed. It's now still, it's fun to go out and be with your best friends and look good and feel good for sure. But there's just, like, a certain spark in some people where, like, they're not going out because they want to have fun with their friends. They're going out because they want to be looked at. And that's not a problem, but I don't have that DNA. I don't have that chromosome. That's not part of my...
That clout chromosome.
Yeah, I don't have it. I want it, actually, because that seems, like, fun to get out, to get out and get dressed and be like, look at me, I'm awesome, I'm great. And to have such confidence, that's so cool to me. I just don't have it, but it's also... really interesting to, like, look at. It's like, whoa, you are feeling yourself and you, like, don't care. That's cool.
But that goes back to your idea of you're pushing things for a purpose. And so if that's not a purpose or a focal point.
Yeah, it's
not
a purpose for me at all
Then it wouldn't work.
To, like, flaunt necessarily. I love getting new things in the mail that have to do with clothing, don't get me wrong. And people can be like, but you're a blogger. That's essentially, like, flaunting what you're wearing. And sure, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of showing off or, like, showing you what I'm wearing because I feel like I can. And I can, technically.
This is the difference between showcasing and, like, showboating.
Sure, right? Like, sure. And that's, yeah.
You can put something in a frame and be like...
I think you just put a pin on it, for sure.
Yeah.
I think, Yeah, and people could, yeah, maybe that's their substance. And like I said, it's such a weird opinion to have, but in my head, I think it's, like, correct. We're like, what are you doing? We're just at a club.
These are the same mojitos that they had last week. Exactly. These are the same
Drake is still saying nice for what? Right. You heard it on the way here. You're going to hear it in your Uber back home. Like, what's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah.
So it was interesting for me to talk to you about your experience. I think through this conversation, you have identified with being American, but there was a point that you weren't born here, you weren't raised here, you lived a lot of your life outside of this country. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about your life and your transition?
Yeah.
Specifically of interest to me is your encounter with this word and this identity of Black and Blackness.
Yeah, totally.
So I would love for you to end at that point if you can.
Sure. I have Nigerian parents. I'm fully Nigerian. I'm Yoruba. About Nibo, half and half.
Shout out Naija.
Yeah, Naija, my Naija girls, boys. Yeah, so born in the UK and I moved here at a young age. And I think when you were asking me, like, how did I kind of identify as the Black American, especially at like a younger age, it wasn't necessarily a transition that I was aware of, because Black to me wasn't necessarily what was looked at first, at least when I was growing up. I knew I was Nigerian. I knew I was Black. I knew I was a Black girl. I look in the mirror, I'm Black. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, it just wasn't a characteristic that people looked at me for right away.
Outside
like,
of the
yeah,
United
exactly.
States.
It was like, Jessica's tall and skinny, or Jessica plays the piano, or Jessica, I don't know, is witty, has a sharp tongue. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, Jessica's the Black girl. And I hear that so many times growing up in America, like high school especially, like that Black girl, it's like, what? Like, you couldn't think of anything else to say, or you could just be like that girl, or like that girl in the blue shirt or something like that. It's just, I feel like, and for obvious reasons, I mean, the oppression that America has gone through, it makes sense that, like, you know, race is the number one topic. I wasn't aware of it until I got older, where 18, 19, 20, when I moved out essentially, and I went to a school that was predominantly white. Or I just moved to a city. San Francisco is white as...
white.
You know what I mean? And
She's white.
She's white. I mean, shout out to all the, like, the Chinese communities and Asian communities and all these different communities, like Jamaican communities. They're awesome. But, like, it's white. I mean...
predominantly white.
Please, Airbnb's out here. They're white. You know what I mean? Twitter's out here. White. So, yeah, I felt like my transition is more so happening now, where I'm picking and choosing who my relationships are, white and Black, because at the end of the day, as much as I want to give people of other races a chance to, like, get to know me on a more sensitive and closer perspective, Black people just get me. And that's just end of story. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just naturally how we interact. I feel like I could tell you about wrapping my hair at night, and you'd be like, yeah, girl, I told you. You know what I mean? If I told that to one of my white friends, they'd be like, wait, why would you wrap your hair?
What do you wrap it in? Do you put it in the refrigerator? Like, that's the thing. Like,
oh, I thought,
like,
you were really asking me.
No.
Like, yeah, exactly. Rap, you mean like Kendrick? No. Like, no, honey. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not like a bad thing. I have so many great friends that are of different ethnicities other than Black. But it's just... it's nice to kind of, like, kick back and not have to have any unanswered questions.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's nice to just kind of, like, take your wig off and chill.
Sure.
Yeah. And not have to be like, no.
What I meant
I'm
was,
actually not going to swim because my hair.
Yeah.
And try, like, yeah. It's around nice. Black women, like, yeah. It's understood.
Yeah. So back to your question, I just feel like, yeah, that transition of identifying as a Black American is basically happening now for me.
Okay.
I think it's been happening the past 5 years. Or just the more I've become an adult, the more I'm just like, okay, I am a Black American. I identify as a Black American for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, England is my, you know, my birthplace. But when I'm walking down the street, if a white person saw you, me, and you, they're gonna be like, oh, no, we're not gonna judge the one in the middle because she wasn't born here. I'm Black, you know what I mean? So I'm as Black as they get, for sure. So, yeah, it's interesting, and it's cool to have this kind of social awareness of people really understanding, like, hey, racism is a thing in 2018. Hi, white people who are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that person was being microaggressive to you. It's 2018. Like, honey, yeah. You know, slavery was like, what?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Honey, it was yesterday.
We just left the Jefferson Plantation, like plantation, you know what I mean?
For yeah, everyone like, listening. Yes, slavery was yesterday.
Yesterday. My brother went to the Jefferson Plantation in D.C. this week, and he said, Mom, the plantation was my favorite. I saw a real slave. And she said, boy, come home. Come home.
What did he see? Do we need to call somebody? Know. Because if he's seeing slaves, we need to call somebody and get somebody safe.
Listen.
Yeah, safe.
We need to call somebody. Call somebody. So I can
say. Well, you can't call a president. Your president.
No. You said you was a black American girl. He your president.
Obama's in his 7th year. or 9th year. Sorry.
He's on a beach with Michelle.
They really are. They're doing their best things.
Yeah. So I know for me personally, I grew up in a predominantly like white, you know, yeah. I grew up inland. I had white friends, yeah. Right? Like my mom reminded me this week that I used to love Avril Lavigne, and I might have thought I was white when I was
Avril
younger.
Avril Lavigne is Canadian though, so she's different.
She's
type
still
of white.
White.
She's white and Canadian. It's different.
It's still different, but she's still white. Facts. And it's also like black women were not like she was a skater boy. Yeah, like who?
Nobody
we
was
weren't
trying to get
singing.
Complicated. Nobody was trying to. Get
life's like this.
So
That's the way it is.
Drink your water.
I want to know about your relationships with your white friends. I want to know how you're maintaining those relationships because I felt that I got to a point where I struggled. And I think
we do struggle.
Now,
for sure.
Are they in my bride's party? Like yeah. they at the wedding?
Exactly.
Like they coming to the cookout?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, yeah, I don't have white friends.
They bringing macaroni and cheese. Right. Please don't.
Yeah. I don't have white friends who aren't invited to the cookout. I don't have white friends that are problematic. And if they're problematic,
they're not your friends.
See ya. Yeah, it's not a thing. Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
So yeah, my white friends, they're the kind of people who are always asking questions, at least the first kind of 3 months of the relationship. Of the friendship. And I understand that, like, yes, they don't want to say the wrong thing. And I'd rather that, to be honest, than someone to just be problematic all the time.
Yeah.
Because at least their mind is like, okay, I need to figure out how to cater our correspondence in the most appropriate way if I want this friendship to work. And that, and I think, is respectful. And I think is smart and educated and someone who lives on this earth, like, knowing, like, well aware that, like, Black people are treated differently, and it's not okay. So I'm going to be friends with someone. I need to be sensitive. I need to understand how they feel before I go in and be like, oh my goodness, I live my best white life. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't need it. So yeah, my friends aren't problematic that are white because if they were, they wouldn't be my friends.
But in areas where you're in those conversations where you're teeter-tottering between, how do you check, interject yourself and be like, hey, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people have a difficult time.
Yeah, sometimes it comes up. Yeah, I think I just say it. I'm like, watch yourself. And then they'll like, it's like they came out of the sunken place and they're just like, oh, that's right. We're not stupid. And it could be like, you know, because we're out and like the hype and the heat of the moment. It's 1 a.m. You know what I mean? We're having like stupid late night conversations that happen on a regular basis. Mm. So yeah, I just kind of interject. And I think when I come into a friendship, don't get me wrong, I don't think of myself as here. I also have full on respect for them as human beings.
Sure.
But yeah, when I interject, I think they know from the beginning that I established myself as a certain kind of person, a certain kind of black person. And if you ain't gonna roll with it, then yeah, then the door. So, and I think that's how it should be.
Sure.
You know, why would we be friends if all in the back of your mind, you don't even think that I have a purpose on this planet because I'm black? Like what? Like, yeah.
On your grown woman
shit. Yeah, I'm on my grown woman shit
I'm
for sure.
I'm a grown
Q Beyonce.
Q's. They'll just be integrated throughout this.
Could do whatever I want.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so now people could be like, well, you're just mean and you hate everybody. It's like, well, guess what? I'm still living a peaceful life because nobody that's in my corner hates me. Yeah.
It's always interesting when people outside of your circle want to tell you about who you are.
Yeah. You're just I actually love it because I'm like, who am I? Because I need to know. You know what I mean? I want to know.
Could have sworn the people in my circle think I'm hella cool. But you outside the circle. Exactly. I would understand why you wouldn't think that. Because you're not in here. You're looking at it from the outside.
And then also,
you can't even get into the
furthermore,
club.
Why are you so concerned about my circle? Why are you trying to get in?
Because they want to get...
No.
Knock on your door.
Please, hello? Please, please.
Will come you come and play?
We've been waiting for
come
you.
Come on and play. So are we going to play a game?
Love it.
I wanted to play.
I love
that's why I started saying, come on, play.
Gemini's love games.
We're going to play. So we're going to play this or that. This is this or that off the top of your head.
I love this. Okay. I do this or that for my job.
This or that. that or this. Okay. So I'm going to kick off the this or that with the Yoruba or Igbo.
Okay.
How can she choose?
She must.
Can't choose.
She's like, I can't choose.
Yoruba for sure. Hi, Mom. Yoruba. Yoruba for life.
I just feel like
But Igbos are tight. They're the flashy. Yorubas are, or Igbos are seen as like the flashy Nigerian. Like decked, like they're dripping. They came through dripping for
In
sure.
finesse? In gold?
I just mean like when they come out, I mean, all Nigerians are like, we're a very flashy bunch of people. Okay. Like when you go to a wedding, when you go to an event, from head to toe, like gorge, matching. And if you're not matching your husband, what are you even doing here? Mm. You know what I mean? So, but the Igbos are the flashy ones. But just because my mother is the best person in the world, Yoruba for sure.
Hey, Mom. Shout out to Mom.
Shout out to Joyce.
Okay, this or that, cashmere or silk?
Cashmere. What I look like? I can't wash silk. What I look like?
Okay, let's see. This or that, morning, 6 a.m. or 3 p.m.?
What am I doing that day? 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Okay. Swimming or hiking?
Hiking. Hiking.
Noted. Let's think. Ice cream sandwich or ice pop? Like a push pop.
Sure, sure.
Ice cream sandwich or a push pop?
That's tough. I love ice cream. Fish food is my favorite.
Which one?
Fish food, Ben and Jerry's.
What's that?
Oh, it's... And I'm not even like a chocolate ice cream person, but when it's fish food, it's bomb. It's chocolate ice cream with a caramel swirl. Shout out to Ben and Jerry's. Sponsor me. marshmallow. And it's these like chocolate-shaped fish. Girl.
Girl.
I promise you.
You lost me at the chocolate fish.
It's just chocolate. Why
is it just chocolate in the shape of a fish?
Not fish.
I understand that.
Oh, okay.
Something about it threw me off.
It's so... Well, just skip around it. Pass them over to me. I love
Swim
them.
Swim around them.
I didn't even realize. Sorry. I'm a writer, guys.
I write.
Okay, so that's a good question.
Okay.
Writing or reading?
Writing.
Go ahead.
I'm not a reader, I don't think. I say that as someone who reads every day.
Really?
I'm not a reader. If I'm going to read a book, I have to schedule it into my calendar. I have so many books that I've bought because I'm like, yes, I have to read them, but I need to put on my calendar on Sunday, read a chapter of this because I'll find something else to do with my time. Mm. I'm such a wanderer. Yeah.
Fanta or a beer?
Fanta. You kidding?
Okay.
Fanta.
Steak or a burger?
Steak.
Tokyo or Rio? I went there.
Gosh, what's happening in Rio right now is so sad.
What's happening?
Only because it's just a lot of like political
turmoil.
BS, yeah. Mm. Just because of that, and I myself am a tourist when I go there, and I just don't want to contribute to that mess. I'm gonna say Tokyo, but I love Rio. You sick woman.
You're shopping, and your go-to is black or brown.
Black? Are you kidding?
Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
Oh, Gucci.
Purse or wallet?
Wallet. I don't like purses unless they're like gorge. I don't like to have things on me. You know what I mean? I'm all about strap. If I have a bag, it's because I want to look cute. I want to look like I completed the outfit. But I'm all about hands free.
Singular braids or crochet braids?
Oh, singular.
You just like them singular braids.
Yeah, they're nostalgic.
Do you know how to do your own hair?
Yeah, I do my own hair.
You do your own hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do my own hair as well, so I'm also impressed.
I never thought I would. I used to like fly down to my mom every time, like every 3 months, and my braids were like bad, and just have her do them for me. My mom is the best braider in the entire world.
What does she not do?
Listen, what does a black woman not do?
Right.
So, and then one time I was just like, oh, I'm going to do my own hair, and it came out okay. So I've just been doing it for the past 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
So before we end the show, I want to know if there's any other things that you want to drop on the mic.
Sure. Black girls, you want to get into the fashion industry. If you want to be a blogger, do it. I think it's really hard for us right now because we're so stuck on the majority of what's going on Instagram. Ignore it. Like, do you. And I feel like that'll come through and, like, great opportunities will come through. And I think you can't just rely on your looks. You need to be smart. You need to know marketing. You need to understand what the heck SEO means. You need to understand how to code. You need to understand how to build your website, because at the end of the day, no one's going to do it for you. And if you want someone to do it for you, that's going to be money out of your pocket. Why would you do that? Just do it yourself. So I think, yeah, it's more than just taking a photo of your outfit and posting it. You need to understand the logistics behind the scenes. And I would just say, do that and you'll kill it. For sure.
What are some resources you would recommend to them?
Oh, I mean, honestly, Google. There's so many online classes and online, like, videos of people just wanting to, like, teach you how to do things. Anything from Googling HTML 101. Do it. It's an hour out of your day. You're going to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta anyway, so just DVR it. That's the term, right? And then just watch the video before. Honestly, it'll help you. And we're in such a fast-paced time where social media... And just presenting yourself online, if you're not doing it the cool way or the new way, then what are you doing? You know what I mean? Instagram is getting old. People are, I mean, if you check out Instagram stories, they're no longer like the organic way where you take a video, you put some text, a cool GIF, and you post it. No, you have to pre-Photoshop that. All my stories I do for work, they're done through Photoshop. Mm. You know, they're all interactive. So they look cool, they look different, they look engaging, because no one's going to swipe up if they have nothing to swipe up for. You know, if somebody feels like they could make your content themselves, they're not going to buy into it. And so you got to figure out how to make it different. Mm. And that would be my only, like, advice.
Make content that other people don't feel
can't
like they
do.
Can do.
That's why Beyoncé is the best performer of all time. No one has done her show. No one has done that kind of market. You know, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. But, like, no one has ever done what Beyoncé has done.
Right.
Ever. And that's why she's killing it. And it goes for anything. Yeah.
Who's your greatest piece of inspiration right now?
My sister. My sister just finished school, and she finished in December, but her ceremony is next week. I'm going down south. I can't wait. And she has been, like, painting and doing her thing this entire time. And then she just got commissioned a jacket from Lena Waithe.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, you're killing it. So right now, my sister is my inspiration. She's just doing her own thing and being unapologetically her and you know, trusting God. And she's literally reaping what she's sowing in the best way. So I'm stoked that I'm related to her.
Shout out to
her. If she hears this, please don't cry, because she's a Cancer. She'll cry.
Shout out
to cry. Shout out to your
sister. Y'all like to cry. It's so funny.
I was going to say, shout out to your sister.
Shout out to Amanda. Shout out to my younger sister, Nicole, the baddest 14-year-old in the world. She's so tight. She's cool.
And if you were to give yourself one more shout out, let us know where we can find you, follow you, and what's coming up in your world.
Yeah, I am the Oxfordist on Instagram, the definite article, T-H-E, and then O-X-F-O-R-D-I-S-T. That's also theoxfordist.com. That's my website/blog. Things that are coming up, I'm really excited that, well, I maybe can't really say it, but I have a couple things lined up publication-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm doing really well at my other job, which is really awesome. And then I'm hoping to do more collaborations in the future. Kind of been like on a hiatus, like I mentioned earlier, where I'm not really sure how I want to advertise myself, and that happens like every 5 months, where I'm like, I need to reevaluate what I'm doing. But yeah, hoping to be more prolific in the future and not be the fashion girl that just doesn't care.
The fashion girl who doesn't care and gets paid for it.
Yeah. How about that?
The fashion girl who doesn't care but knows what to care about.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
That's who you are, I think.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you again, Oxfordist. The Oxfordist.
Y'all better call me Jessica.
You're the Oxfordist. I'm sorry. You're Jessica, but you're definitely the Oxfordist.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's like my nickname amongst my like guy friends. It's so annoying.
They call you the Oxfordist?
Oh, my goodness. I'll walk in the room. Oxfordist is here. And I'm like,
listen.
Arrived.
When the chief walks in, they know what to say. Come on.
It's just so bizarre. I guess it just sounds so formal to me.
This is the thing. Beyonce, they call her. She says, call me what? Miss Carter. And then they say, Miss Carter. And that's
true.
I think sometimes we got to lean in when people want to tell us, you great, okay, you amazing.
This is who you are.
That's who you are. Receive it.
Receive it.
Because you receive it gracefully.
Come on.
Or awkwardly.
Awkwardly, but with a little grace.
Cool. I'll do that in the future.
Receive it. Absolutely.
All right. Let's do a redo. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. The Oxfordist.
Thanks for being. I'm glad to be here.
Me, I am glad.
I'm glad to. I have arrived. The octopus is here. God, have mercy.
Praise. Yeah, this is another fantastic, dynamic, and incredible episode of It's a Look with your two favorite hosts, Frida and Jenna, and our incredible guest, the Oxfordist, also known as Jessica. Follow her everywhere, all the time, because she's a big deal. If you don't know about her, now you do.
Oh, wow. Yes. Sorry. I'm receiving.
Damn it.
Receive it.
Receive it.
Yes. I'm a big deal.
I'm a big deal.
Hey, friends.
What up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of It's a Look with Frida and Jenna. We're excited to stay in touch with you.
Follow us on Instagram at itsalookwith.us and online,
itsalookwith.us. Comments, questions, reviews, go ahead and send us some in mail, P.O. Box 22002 in Oakland, California, 94623. New episodes of It's a Look drop every Monday on all visual and listening platforms. If you're interested in tuning into the podcast, join us at 8 a.m. every single Monday for our release. Or if you're a visual person and you want to watch the video, go ahead and join us on YouTube. We drop at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Monday. We'll see you there.